So I'm going to give you a little bit of an introduction to Triple, particularly focusing on version 3, which is a collaborative online database platform supporting an international community of the plant genomes. We've actually expanded to some other types of databases as well, including insects and planarians. So that's exciting that our tools are good enough that other people want to jump on board. So for people who aren't familiar, Triple is a software package you can use to build a database and a website for genetic and genomic data. And this was something that was created, the very first ideas were about 10 years ago with Stephen Ficklin and Dory and I, and we were really thinking about how to, there were lots of community databases and they were all reinventing the wheel. Every single one of them was writing all of their own code and none of them were sharing, and that was kind of a disaster. Especially for people who wanted to graduate with their PhD or get out of a postdoc. And they were like, you know, maybe if I could just get my hands on that code, I could get out of here. So we thought this was a really exciting idea. And so our goals were to simplify construction of websites that have biological data. This should be easier. Encourage high-quality, standard-based websites for data sharing and collaboration. And to expand and reuse code, to share code with each other and to make that code do bigger, better things. You can learn a lot more about Triple at triple.info, and it will link you to the code repositories. All of it is completely open source. You can go look at every line of code, every comment, and even all of our issue queues are open. So if you have an issue, you can post it. It's public. It's live to the world. You can also search everything that anybody else has ever said about Triple and the responses that they got from developers. And all of that's on GitHub and linked from this website. We have grown significantly since those early days. We have many databases in Triple. This is just a handful. Many of the ones that are relevant to this group are on here. It's really fun when we have a user meeting and people show up that we've never met before and we learn about a new database, which happens pretty regularly. And I think that's the advantage of being open source. So I'm the developer of the Hardwood Genomics Project. So this is sort of the one instance I have that we're using Triple for, in case you're interested. And a little bit about how Triple works. It's very modular, which we think is a big advantage. We have, if you download the core Triple, kind of the central part of Triple, it comes with what we think most any biological database is going to need. You probably need to know about organisms. You might want to have contacts, who's submitting data, where did that data come from, analyses. You want to be able to bulk load data, sequence features, marker features. A lot of those things come as sort of part of the core. But because it's modular, anybody can come along and develop a little pluggable module of their own that does something, kind of extends Triple and makes it even better. It's kind of like adding an app to your phone. You just download a new package, plug it in, and all of a sudden you can do something new. So I have a list of the extension modules. I couldn't fit everything that's out there. But these are some of the ones that we use and we think are pretty great. Phenotypes, genotypes, that's a big emphasis right now for our community, making sure we can accurately and adequately handle really big phenotype and genotype data sets. I'll talk a little bit more about gene expression data, but if you have interest in any of these and you want to see a live demo or you want to know more about it, please feel free to email me or grab me after the session. I think we have working examples of all of these. So I think the Triple has become this amazing model of collaborative open source development. A lot of software you see in the bioinformatics world is being run by one group, some of them doing a good job, some of them doing a poor job, but often not collaborating with others. We are actually having code contributed by 7 different groups successfully, and we're not fighting with each other yet, which is great, kind of a miracle, which includes 5 universities, the National Agricultural Library, and a company in France that works closely with INRA and some of their data types. For the core, just the core code, we have 13 people who are either actively contributing code or actively commenting and helping to improve that code, and we have 63 kind of those pluggable modules outside of core that are on GitHub, electively tagged as this goes with Triple. This doesn't even include, some people use other code repositories, Bitbucket. There's another Git one that I can't remember. So there's actually more than 63 out there, but these are the 63 that were easy for me to find because they were on GitHub. So again, I think this is a really great that we're seeing this many people who want to come to the table and work together and build this together. A Triple Hearts Fair. If you're like me, you know, they have the word of the year that you see. It comes out usually in the news. The science word of the year to me has been fair. I hear fair at every conference a million times, and this has been going on for a couple of years. And that's great. People are behind this concept that data should be findable, accessible, interoperable, and reusable. I would say that community databases have been trying to uphold these principles for much longer than FAIR has been a term, that FAIR has given us this really nice acronym to make people aware of good practices in handling data. And so Triple is very much into FAIR and making FAIR possible. But some people would ask, why do we care? What's FAIR all about? The number one thing is making your life easier as a biologist. You want data to be findable. You want to be able to access it. You want to be able to reuse it. It's also making our lives easier as bioinformaticists or database developers because we can share tools and code. We can operate on the same data. And we can write new tools and code that will work with all data. So if 20 people submit markers to me and they're all in different formats and I have to spend weeks putting them all into the same format, that's not a good use of anyone's time. So the more we can get on board with standards and kind of making things interoperable, the better off we'll be. My favorite example of this is cell phone chargers. If all of our cell phones had to use the same standard for charging, we would all be much happier. I wouldn't have three different cell phone chargers in my car right now. So that's how I like to think about FAIR. Sometimes when you talk about FAIR, it seems a little boring. I want to convince you that is not the case. These are exciting concepts. I have made them look like exciting comic book concepts so that you will hopefully believe me when I say this is going to be really great for science. So I'm going to go through some of these examples. The expression module is a module that my group maintains, so it's easy for me to talk about, so I'm going to use that as my first example. RNA-seq has traditionally had a lot of people have done RNA-seq, and we've had a very hard time accessing the data. Sometimes they put it in NCBI. It is often just the raw data. The raw data is not that useful to me. I have to go get it. I have to assemble it. I have to normalize it. I have to go find my gene of interest. The group who published it already did all of that. Why do I have to redo it? So the goal here was that we should be able to take the entire analysis from beginning to end and put it in a community database and get that data back to people in a much more accessible format. So on the metadata side, we really care about capturing how things were analyzed. This makes a difference. Did they use software that later got thrown away because it didn't work well? You might want to know that. So we ask very specifically, what program did you use? What was the version of that program? So that when you go to a Triple website, you get that metadata. You know what was done to produce the data that's in front of you. We provide code that allows a biocurator, a website developer, or even the author of the data to upload the data files straight to the database. We use Chatto, which is a community standard database. It's also been around for over 10 years. It is complicated. It's not something your average biologist really wants to deal with. So Triple comes with these nice web modules where you just upload your FASTA file, and bam, it takes it, or your gene expression, whatever data you have, and puts it into the proper tables. And the fact that we chose Chatto is not insignificant. It is something that not just Triple uses. A number of other databases use it. Lucas Mueller's group with the Solanese group uses it. I believe the breeding management platform, so some of the other public databases also use it, which means that our data, our code can work with those databases being swapped out, right? So it's a standard. It's bigger than Triple, and I think that's important. We do a lot of visualization. One of the goals of the gene expression module, this takes some informatics work, but we can take RNA-seq data from three different groups, put it all into the database, renormalize it, and then as a user, you get to see it all as a nice bar graph. So if you're looking at a gene, instead of trying to read three different papers, hope there's enough supplemental data to figure out what was going on with your gene in these three different experiments. It's in one place, all with bar graphs. You can click on all of the biosamples across the bottom and see how the analysis was done, what were those tissues, what were the treatments. So trying to make data interoperable. We also provide a nice expression visualization tool. You can paste a list of your favorite genes. Maybe you're looking at a whole gene family, and it will produce a heat map for you. We try to provide some nice fancy features so you can zoom in and zoom out and download the photo. But this is really to illustrate. This has all been from Hardwoods so far from my website. But here is the same module currently installed in the genome database for Vaccinium. So Dory's group was able to take the code that we wrote, drop it into the Triple database, and get the same functionality. So this was one of our big goals with Triple, is being able to reuse that code across lots of different databases. Another thing, ontologies are very important, especially when computers want to talk to each other. Having a structured language is much easier for computers to deal with instead of human language. Turns out that we have a lot of difficult things in our language for computers to parse, from synonyms to relationships between words, that if we put everything into ontologies, it's easier to drill down to the data you want, and it's easier for computers to find the data you want. Everything in Triple Three is ontology-driven. From the fields to the actual data itself, we will ontologize everything, if I can make that a verb. So I will say, I always want to know the tissue that a biosample came from. So we will put an ontology term on both the concept of tissue and the tissue that we put in as a value, so the leaf, maybe, if that's the tissue. Both will have ontology terms in our database. So we hope that this is going to make all of our websites very interoperable. We're going to be able to write code to make all of our data unified, discoverable, and we're going to do it through ontologies. And we have this nice browser. This is an example of the gene ontology. It will show you all of the records. Usually genes are associated with the gene ontology, but if we had associated some other triple concept with the gene ontology term, it would also show up here. We have the plant ontology for tissues. We have phenotype ontologies. Any ontology that you want to create or bring in, you can import it into Triple and start associating data with those terms. We really want data to be findable. I understand that ontologies are not that exciting to lots of human beings. They are dry. They are hard to navigate. We all really like Google, and that is something that Triple was missing up until a few years ago. We really wanted people to be able to show up at a website. There's a big search box, right? First thing you see. Type in what you need. And hopefully, with a really good search engine, it's going to get you where you need to be. Elasticsearch is an open source, industry-supported standard. It's just a great piece of software. And we really like all the features it brings, which autocomplete, fuzzy searching. If you misspell something, I'm not the best speller. If I misspell something, it will often say, "Did you mean this?" I'll be like, yes, I did. So having that sort of smart search engine on your side can be really great for drilling down to the data you want. And we think it's a little bit easier on the software developers as well. We have built a module that allows you to install it and manage it from Triple. And this is what the search results look like. So I just typed in green ash on my website. It says I know about 107,000 things about green ash. Photos come up first, randomly. You may not want photos. You're on a genetic database. Photos is probably not what you're looking for. So we have this faceted search on the side where you can click, what do I really want to know about? Maybe you want to look at mRNAs. Maybe you want to look at interproscan annotation. Maybe you want to look at gene expression profiles. But you can kind of drill down to the type of data you're looking for using this filtering. Another thing that we're working on that is going to be great, that Elasticsearch is going to allow us to do, is to search across sites. So if you search for green ash on my site, it'll say, well, this database knows about 107,000 things. Jill Wegerson's database, called Tree Genes, knows about an additional 107,000 things. Maybe you should go check that out. Dory's database knows about 10,000 things. So we'll actually be able to tell you across the whole Triple ecosystem all of the things that are known. So this can be challenging when you have lots and lots of community databases, especially if they're overlapping with shared organisms. You're not really sure where to go to find the data you need. With cross-site querying, we're hoping that that'll really help users to get to the database that has the data they need. So it'll operate more like one unified data source instead of lots of little tiny disparate community databases. So overall, people think you take your data and your metadata, you shove it into Triple, and yay, you have happy users that can discover data. But I'm trying to convince you is that Triple brings a lot more to the table. There's a lot more going on. You get ontology support. You get web services so the computers can talk to each other. You get content curation. So you can hire a bio curator who doesn't write code. They can still get their data into Triple. And you get links out to other common software packages like JBrowse and Galaxy. So in conclusion, Triple 3, we're focused on FAIR. That's one of our big pushes, making sure that we're really supporting the findable, accessible, interoperable, reusable standards. We already have lots of modules to support common data types. So if you're thinking about starting a community database or would like your data to go into a community database and you're concerned, oh, well, they don't have that kind of data, there's a good chance we can support it. You should look at Triple for sure. And I feel like Triple allows small communities to have their cake and eat it too. And by that, I mean you get to share and reuse code. You don't have to start from scratch. You don't have to build your own thing all by yourself. You get interoperability at the database and the site level, but you also get to customize your user experience. So you don't have to be part of an NCBI where everything looks the same. You're serving the same type of data. You can still customize how things look, what types of data you have, and what types of fields you're displaying. So that's the goal of Triple. These are the two developers in my group who are fantastic. They've done a lot. We do have a new paper that's on BioArchive about developer best practices, really bringing Triple up to speed as a robust software platform. Having seven groups contributing means that we need to have really strong developer practices on board. So we just wrote a paper about that and launched a whole series of new modules that are actually focused on making the coding easier, focused on helping the developer as opposed to the user. We're also quite engaged in helping the user, but trying to make sure that Triple has a future for 10, 15, 20 years down the road. It's really got a stable base. So check that paper out. And I would like to thank the NRSP group and the NSF. We've gotten funding from both, and we appreciate that. The entire Triple community and a lot of the people who've helped from Washington State and University of Connecticut and University of Kentucky. If we have time, I'll take a few questions. No?
Got time for a question or two?
Sure. Yes, so it's on BioArchive. Bradford Condon is the first author of Condon, and it has a very simple title. It's just Triple Developers Toolkit, three-word title. I was so proud of that. I'm just going to say what it is. So Triple Developer Toolkit.
I found it by going to PubMed and just searching on Triple, and it comes right up.
Yep. So we also have the Elasticsearch and Analysis Expression module have been published last year, I think. I think that's a 2017 citation. But if you're a developer, I don't know if we have any developers in the room, and you kind of want to learn about what we're doing for the developers to make Triple development more easy, that is the paper that we've really been very proud of, getting that out there. Mm-hmm. We've been at AgBioData. What was the name of the conference? It wasn't AgBioData. Plant Science Research Network. It's a big problem that a lot of people are working on right now. But yeah, we've been part of AgBioData. That's been one of our primary groups, so we're contacting a lot of the other agricultural databases who aren't in Triple and figuring out how we're going to deal with data interoperability across different software platforms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So. All right, thank you.